Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Our theme scripture for the month is what you've heard our pastors repeating and repeating. The whole idea is that you understand it, you know it, you understand it, and you don't let it depart your mouth. That's how success is made of the word. And this we learned really from the from God himself through the lips of his prophet Joshua. I was writing it, how God talked to him and said to him, this word of the Lord, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, and therein you will meditate day and night. Then that will get you to observe, to do according to all that is written therein. You want to see yourself doing something in the physical. You want to see something translated from just mere wishes to actions. Then make it the subject of your meditation. That was from God. Because I'm very strong in my belief that circumstances do come, difficult ones. But you see, they are never superior to God. Above him, there is no other. And when we talk of Christianity, we are talking of a relationship like none other. That covenant relationship. We're talking of a kind of bonding between you and God. And if that be the case, if it's a covenant relationship, then that means that you will do things like God does them. If you do things the way God will do things, you will get the result that God will normally get. Because the Bible says that, can two walk together? Come on. What if they agree? Then he that walks with the wise, automatically. I like the way Kenneth Copeland put it. He said, you don't need to go to the school of wisdom. You don't need to just identify, emulate the wise. The truth is, in your thinking and in your actions, you'll be wise. You'll be seen as wise. Your results will prove to the world and to your generation that you're wise. Why? Because your immediate surrounding, your company, is the company of the wise. And that's why, whether we like it or not, what makes us more than anything in life is the association we keep. Why are you saying all this? Because I just want to dwell a little bit on our theme for the month. But you, O God, are the shield about me. You're my glory, the lifter of my head. Glory be to God in the highest. That's our scripture, rather, to buttress our theme, which is a month of supernatural increase. Glory be to God in the highest. And you say, why supernatural? Just to remind Taiwo that you are not an ordinary human being. And to remind every believer and everyone that will hear me talk about this, our Lord Jesus Christ, that if you're born again, you are not just ordinary anymore. There's something extra about you. Now, you're not just natural anymore. There's something super about you. Because that's the realm you have been born into. That is where you operate from. The truth is, things around will always try to make you, reduce you in your thinking and so in your actions to being just natural, to being very ordinary. That's okay. But then, this antidote, or rather, the answer is clear. Keep that word that tells you, that makes you who you are. Keep it in your meditation. It says it will get you to observe, to do. See, a lot of people struggle to do. The truth is that you can't do supernatural things naturally without supernatural help. It is totally impossible. And how do you get this supernatural help? I said, keep this book of the Lord, keep this word in your heart. Meditate therein day and night. The truth is, your mind can never lie fallow. The mind of man was not made to be dormant. There must be something you are thinking about. There must be something you are incubating. There must be something that you are meditating on. That's the function of the mind. So if you don't engage it with the word of God, then it will be preoccupied by the anxiety of the world. by the fears of the world, by the lust of the world, except you deliberately preoccupy your mind with the word, you will do what your environment is dictating. You become like your environment. Remember, you become like the company you keep. Now you don't have a choice in the matter. You are not living on the moon, are you? And even if you are living on the moon, men are going to the moon nowadays. So the influence of men is getting to the moon. So whether you like it or not, you'll be influenced by what men do, what men say, what men fear, except as you put the word of God in your mind, then that becomes your influence and it supersedes the influence of the world. The truth is that the most anointed, the holiest of men, will behave like the worst of men, given the environment and cut off from the word of God. So why am I saying this? Don't believe a lie. If the whole world is saying there is a casting down, believe me, there is still a lifting up. It depends on what you... Oh, I feel the fire now. It depends on what you have chosen to meditate upon. Remember in the book of Romans? When all the troubles were being enumerated, and Paul said, all of us like sheep have been led to the slaughter to be killed. I mean, somebody was saying that. See, that's the general consensus. Paul said, nay. Let me read it to you. Just to buttress what I'm saying. It's not part of my scripture, but it is part of what God wants you to hear today. Glory be to God in the highest. Tell your neighbor, say, Jesus is my shield, my glory, the lifter of my head. Jesus himself took it upon himself to be my shield, and he is my shield, is my glory, and the lifter of my head. Jesus, you alone are my shield, my glory, the lifter of my head. Glory be to God in the highest. How does it feel saying that over and over again? It feels good, because that's the truth. Hallelujah. Okay, this is what I'm saying. I'll take 1:35. Say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, Romans chapter 8, or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, this one says yet, but Paul, when he got here, he said, nay, if you look at King James, he said, no. Yes, it was written. But Paul negated, oh, come on, he opposed it. He said, no, in all this, rather than say we are all being led to be slaughtered. He said, no, in all this, we are more than conquerors. Can you see how you use words from your thoughts to reverse the prevalent? Hello. You know, if I'm going to describe the move of the Spirit in this service this morning, I'll say in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Get ready. In the name of Jesus, get ready. Oh yes, get ready. So I want you to understand that no matter the areas of lack in your life, it is part of what Jesus Christ has already done. What has he done? I mean, he has dealt with the lack. Then why am I still lacking? Many reasons. Maybe I'm yet to really fully understand all that I have. Or maybe I'm waiting for God's time. Or maybe God's sovereignty is ruling. But whatever the case, I'm told that the just shall live by faith. Whatever the case, just know and believe that God knows what he's doing. And God is coming through for you. And God cannot fail. Yep. The just shall live by faith. And what does it mean to live by faith? This is the preoccupation of my mind, and this is who I am, whether you wake me in the night or in the daytime. That what he said he will do, and he will always see me through, is my shield, is my glory, is the beautiful scent you perceive around me, is the glow you see around me, is the favor you see on my side. People just like you. Jesus Loku. Did you hear me? it was Jesus that died. It was the result of his death and resurrection on my life. Somebody said that the day you get born again, believe in me, favor begins with you. Come on. Look at Jesus when he came. He was born as a child. As he grew in stature, what else grew with him? Favor and wisdom. And that is the pathway of every believer. The day you get born again, you begin to grow in favor and wisdom. If you don't know it, the devil will rob you of it all the time. Don't you ever assume that, no, they don't like me, they hate me. No. Come from the other angle. I'm a child of God. I'm in covenant with God. I have favor. I have wisdom. People have no choice than to just fall in love with me. When I get it wrong, he's so merciful. I'll be humble enough by his grace to repent. And he will forgive me. He loves me. I don't know why. I can't explain. That's why Paul will say that, I pray that you begin to understand the depth and the width and the height and the length, and to know the love of God that passes human understanding. So if you want me to explain the depth of this love, I will fear. But I know he loves me. He so loves me. That's why Paul will say, what can separate me from the love of Christ? It's not been born, it's not been created. Nothing can. So why will you allow these little problems to isolate you? But you see, it comes from understanding. And where does understanding come from? From the Word. And what do I do with the Word? That's what I think about regularly. If this book of the Lord does not depart out of my mouth, and I'm meditating day and night, then I will get to observing to do, and in doing, I will make my way prosperous. And I will have what? Rich success. Good success. So you see, I'm talking to a bunch of people who are successful. Some are beginning to see the attainment. Some are still working towards it. But anyhow you look at it, there's no failure here. I say in the name of Jesus, there's no failure here. The only one who may be thinking that he or she is a failure is the one that is here to give his life to Jesus. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Okay, only this group of people. Hallelujah. If you believe it, say amen. Because that is what it is, actually. Glory be to God in the highest. And I was looking at things, and I said, God, help me. How do I begin to do this? You know, the covenant we're on, we call it the New Covenant, hallelujah, which, of course, evolved from the Old Covenant. And when God would begin to demonstrate to man that I'm going to walk with you anyhow, it was when in the Garden of Eden, when he killed the early man, you know, and of course, you know, there was make and break, then saw Noah, and see, all through that, until the day he said, I want to choose someone that will walk with me as friend. And he walked straight to Abraham. And the question we ask ourselves is this, what did he do to merit it? What did Abraham do differently from any man living on earth? I don't know. If anything, I'm made to understand that he was an idol worshiper. He was worshiping idol with his father. In fact, the name of the idols are stated in the Bible. Hello? But God just chose him. In the same way, you are a chosen generation. You see what I mean? You see? Why did you choose me? That's left to God to answer. But the good news is that he has chosen me. Come on, tell your neighbor. If you have never seen anything good about yourself, this morning begin to see. You are good enough for God to choose. You are God's choice. Ooh, do you know that the church is in Greek is called Ecclesia? The chosen out ones. You are chosen. I don't look good. Who told you? You look good enough for God. Wow, I feel the fire in my hand. Hallelujah. So what did he do? He just chose him. Yeah. And he began to talk to him. He said, look, I have a project I want to do here. And you're going to spearhead it. And that was the beginning of the covenant that we understand as covenant, as it were. And everything he did with. So, and even with Abraham. Hello? You know, at that time, Moses was not born. No? So if you want to define the covenant by the old covenant and the new covenant, the old covenant was yet to start. But God had always been. So God is beyond the covenant. But the covenant is the vehicle with which he walks with man. He was in the garden, but the covenant, Old Testament hadn't started. The basis of the Old Testament is the law. He was with Noah, the testament hadn't started, or the covenant hadn't started. He chose Abraham, the covenant hadn't started. But there was something of the nature of God that we see all through this. His mercy was prevailed, his grace could not be denied. That's his nature. And that's how he walks with you and I. Can't you see that I am special? I can't hear you. I thought all of you would say, Taiwo, you are special. You are special. Are you sure? Are you very sure? Then you should not be caught crying, sulking, thinking, I don't know. Everybody has, no. If my father and my mother will drop me, then God will. You are special. Do you know that is the beginning of the victory that somebody has been waiting for all her life? You are special in the name of Jesus. When you see yourself special, men have no choice. When you know that God is the special factor in your life, men have no choice to recognize that you are truly special. That's what his death and resurrection did. Again, the mirror, the scripture she shared, Colossians chapter 2. You find in Ephesians 2, too. We are special. That's 2 Peter. Come on. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, peculiar. Yeah. 1 Peter. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So what did he do? Nothing. And then he went on a journey with him. And he was in that. And how, on what basis did he walk with Abraham? Abraham, this is what I'm doing. And Abraham was like, I hear you, God, but there's no antecedent. I've never this. And God is saying, I hear you, Abraham, but do you believe me? Abraham said, I'm trying. Abraham's attitude was, I'm trying. Because it's not normal. And yet God will walk with man. They will get man to walk with him. How? By believing him. That's what's going to define the common ground. You want to walk with God? You want to see God in your situation? Believe him, even with Abraham. And before Abraham, when he went to Noah, the same thing. Can you build an ark? Ark. Build a ship. Ship. Where is the river? This is a desert. We are far from the sea. I said, build a ship. And what qualified him to be found in the list of God's heroes? He built the ship. He believed God when it looked stupid. The laws were yet to be given. So what defines walking with God? Believe in him. For him to expect you to believe in him is because he has believed in you. Why did he choose you? Why didn't he just choose anybody? They will find it difficult to believe. So he chose because invariably you will believe in him. Oh, I feel the fire. Hello. Glory be to God in the highest. Because within this month of July, in the name of Jesus, somebody is overcoming what has overcome all your life. In the name of Jesus, somebody is beginning. You will see it clearly. You won't need anybody to paint the picture for you. It will be so clear that instead of people trying to tell you, you'll be the one calling people. Say, come, let me tell you what I've seen. It will so much fill you that you want to publish it everywhere you go. You know, when the demoniac of Gadara was delivered, he said, hey, man, let me just go with you, Jesus. Jesus said, no. Say, go back and tell your people what the Lord has done for you. He said, no, let me go. Maybe he was afraid that these things will come back. Jesus said, I say, go back and tell the people. And if you read further in the Gospels, not long, they said, people came from Decapolis. People that have been touched by the publication and the publishing of this testimony by this man. They came from everywhere. And deliverances and healings, and everybody was looking for Jesus. So, that's how we walk with him. Glory be to God in the highest. Hello, is somebody hearing me? So if there's a prayer, so there's a prayer in the book of Psalms that is very, very important. So what is it? Say, let the word of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. No matter how critical the situation may be, as long as my meditation and my words align and agree with God, it's a matter of time. In the name of Jesus, it's a matter of time. Let it be. In the name of Jesus, and let it be. Let it be. Let it be. In the name of Jesus. You know, when God wants something to happen, he said, let. The weight of God is too much. Because he's God. He says, let. So, whatever force you are, it's not just saying you're opposing forces. No. Let. That means you have to align to bring that thing to be. Your creator is talking. Let there be light. Whether something has been blocking light before, or whether elements you combine together to become light, I don't know. But if God says let, so Jesus said, you are the light of the world. He says, let your light shine. That means that everything created should cooperate with you. But that means that you must desire it. And you must, come on, align yourself to force them to comply. How? Believe God. You must agree with God. That's the basis. If he says I'm the light, agree with God. That's faith. Then everything created will come, will rally. Everything. Okay. The secret of increase. His word. What we define as wealth. There are things that we gather here on earth. They are created. When he was speaking to Abraham, he said, I will make your name great. I will make you great. Make your name great. Wow. I will make your name great like the names of all the great men that ever lived. So who has the power to make great? You know, when you look at you are my shield, look at the word glory there. Majesty, honor, wealth, fame. Everything that describes the majesty of God. So he will shield you and then blossom you. And then he will lift you up. And all the saints of old knew this. I was telling the church yesterday, Psalm 89, Psalm 92. Say, but my horn thou art exalted. That again is the same thing. That's my glory, my power, my influence. It's God that does it. Say, like a wild ox. I know what that does. Whatever we try to stop it is in trouble. Say, and my head shall be anointed with fresh oil. You find the same thing in 89. Say, but in my name his horn shall be exalted. I will beat down his enemies and all those who oppose him, I will torture them. Say, but my covenant of faithfulness and mercy will never depart his life. And in my name his horn shall be exalted. then I will put his hand on the sea and his right hand on the river. Influence. See, you've got to see it from the basis of the word. You say, why are you saying all this? Because whatever you are going to attain in life has been done. But these are the things that are already done. If David knew it before Jesus physically appeared here and he ruled his time, how much more you, for whom it is already concluded and done? Anyway, so just some snippets. So I was saying to church yesterday, I said, when Abraham left and God said, why am I feeling the fire so much? Because I know that miracles are happening. In the name of Jesus. Can I repeat it again? In the place of bad news, you hear good news. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hey. I see supernatural arrangement for you. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. In the name of Jesus. Good news. Good news. Good news. In the name of Jesus. But that's his pattern. You say, what do you mean his pattern? When you are supposed to die, guess what? He substituted your life with the life of Jesus. Because if you had died, you would have died forever. Vamos. But when Jesus died, he resurrected. And disgraced death. And now you don't have to die that way anymore. Glory. Woof, I feel the fire. So he's always doing that. So when the devil comes, he will just, hey. And they will come, they say, you got him. You didn't get him. You are going to deal with Jesus. And in dealing with Jesus, you are defeated. Totally. But see, you got to know that for yourself. Amen. So it took Lot along. So what happened to Lot? Lot became rich. Big. Why? Back to the same principle. Which company was Lot keeping? Was Lot there when God was talking to him? Did God promise Lot? God promised Abraham. Who walked with God that was counted for faith? Abraham. Lot was just the one that he pitied Lot. He wanted, I don't want this boy to suffer and die. Let me give him life. Let me train him. Educate him. That was why Lot was there. Lot became a big man. And that's why I have no doubt in my spirit, man. I'm talking to spirit, big men as defined by heaven. As defined by the kingdom that we all belong to. You are a big man. You are a big woman. In the name of Jesus. But see, if you don't know, you will struggle. But when you know, then your meditation is affected. Then the word is kept in your mouth. Then the things created have no choice but to make a way. The lies will begin to fall for you in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So I'm not talking you to be prideful. I'm talking you to be faithful. Which is what God expects of us. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So he became a big man, and guess what? He didn't even understand the source of his bigness. So what happened? His servants that didn't have a clue began to show off and began to struggle and to fight with the servants of Abraham. Yeah. And it led to a separation, as it were. And he was the one that ever made a choice. Abraham said, look, we don't want this. Instead of saying, look, I'll deal with my people. He said, say, make a choice. If you take here, go here, go here. Ah, he took the best place. Men are selfish. They think only of themselves all the time. But as soon as he left, God said that you are the one I spoke with. Stand up and walk through the land. As far as your eyes can see. So again, you can see that God will finish. See, every perfect work of God will always leave a part for you to play. I mean, as far as God is concerned, it is perfect. It is finished. You can't add anything. But God will always involve you. He's finished it, but he said, no, can you see it? If you don't see it, you don't get it. What is the seeing part of it? That's the faith. And what's the faith in? Believe God that what he says is what it is for you. That's what God expects of you. So you have a part to play. Hello. And honest, and if you watch through all through the Bible, three is anointing. Or anyhow, for every miracle he will do, he will give you an instruction. And that will demonstrate whether you believe him or not. If you obey that instruction, then you are saying, I believe you. To the detriment of this, what was staring me in the face, you get a result. I feel the fire now. I believe you against whatever is coming on me now. I believe you. And of course, that thing we have to give away. And so the guy left and said, so much trouble. But not so long after he left, he was in trouble. He was captured. I'm just recapping yesterday. And he came back to me, Father Abraham, that your nephew has been captured. Guess what he did? From his household, not machinery. He called 400 men and they went after the confederacy of armies and kings and he finished them. Whatever trouble is coming your way today in the name of Jesus, you have more than it takes to finish them. That's why the Bible says now thanks be to God who always causes us to what? I can hear you. I can hear you. How often do you triumph? Come on, thank you. How often? 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 Who is it that causes you to triumph? If you know your source and how often and the depth of your victory, please, bye-bye. Jesus is Lord. And so, on his way back, this is where I'm going, two prominent people, eminent people met him. One, eminence as we define it on earth. Another one, eminence as heaven defines it. The king of Sodom and the king of peace. The king of Sodom was coming for materials. The king of peace came to congratulate him. He said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. And blessed be God that has given all your enemies into your hand. And the Bible said Abraham turned around and he gave him tight. So I asked the question. I said, who taught him that? Which school did he learn it from? Pastor Kayode was sitting here yesterday. He's the dean of a Bible school. I said, Pastor Kayode, please answer this for us. He said, Pastor, he got it by revelation. If God will give a revelation of wealth and health and prosperity and success, and you believe it, will you succeed? Yes, will you prosper? Yes, and the Bible said, how did Melchizedek respond? He gave him wine and bread. Whew. So for the first time, we see the introduction of a covenant here in the physical. It's like, Abraham, all these things that happened to you, they're not ordinary. You are in covenant with God. Wine and bread. Wow, when he brought his tithe, he gave that. Now, tithe can be physical money, but tithe is everything in your life. Tithe is always considering God in everything you do. That's tithe. Somebody was preaching about the Garden of Eden. Guess what he did? What he said? He said, do you know that God created everything and put everything there at the reach of man, beck and call of man? Out of every tree of the garden, you can freely eat and you can, but please, the fruit of this one, the tree of what? The knowledge of good and evil. The tree of life was there. Eat it. Life. The knowledge of good and evil. What would that do for you? Why will it isolate one? Because we are his honor. That symbolizes, see, you are the God of this earth, man, but you are under me. Don't touch this one. I mean, don't eat this one. Don't eat the fruit of this one. Only this one. That's the only authority there. You know what Crawford Dollar said? And yeah, he said it. That Crawford Dollar of Copeland. He said, you know what? Man, you owe everything, but can you give me this? See, I give you the whole garden, but in this whole garden, give me this. Man took it. God owns everything and gave everything to you. And he wants you to be like him. You must understand me to work with me. I'm a giver. So own everything, but start to give. Give some. Man said, no. to even the Garden of Eden. And that was the beginning of his 700 years before God gave Moses the law. Jacob and his trouble, come on, church. When he got to that laws, he slept, had an encounter. When he woke up, he said, God, if you take me on this journey and bring me back safely, I will give you one tenth. He learned from his father. He said, Father, grandfather, I'm father. So, what is tithe? If you're not a fountainer, you don't give your tithe in fountain. Did you hear me? So, pastor, it's not preaching to get your money. I'm preaching to set you free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your tithe is given to where you are fed, your local church. What if I want to give fountain? You can give us a gift. It will help us. But your tithe, take it to your church. Don't say, things are hard. Hi! What is not enough? If you don't give tithe on 10 kobo, you won't give tithe on 10 billion. In fact, it will be more difficult then. Because the tithe of 10 billion is 1 billion. Yeah. If you don't give a tithe, if you don't give tithe in 10 kobo, and I tell them what I do by the grace of God. You know what government does for me for tax? It's from source. Ah, otherwise, the organization that employs me will be in trouble. They will come and deal with church. I said, no, but they don't tax church. Eh? Every staff in church pays tax. Lagos State will deal with the church. So if I'm so scared of Lagos that I say, please, before you pay my money, take government. Haba. So I fear government. I don't fear Koda. But what if I have the fear of God by not eating of that? That's why I say we don't pay tithe. We give tithe. Yeah. But God could take it before giving it. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It's your own will. Take the whole garden. But can you give me that tree? Praise the Lord. So you see, can you see the beginning? Glory be to God in the highest. And of course, then how would God now bring the increase? I don't know. He can use anything and anyone, anywhere. He still tested him. After he gave him what he promised him, that has been his desire for life, that he thought he will never get again. Children. He said, you'll be father of nations. And when he taught Elias, I said, I'm not talking Elias. Don't help me. Then that time he went again and said, look, what about this Ishmael? Ishmael is your own struggle to attain to what we agree, not mine. I know God didn't punish him because he was still understanding, trying to understand God. But God did say, please walk before me and be perfect. Not that you should be totally sinless, not that you be sinless. Not that, no. But think, as long as it's within your power, please me and do what I said. When you make a mistake, it will be obvious to you and I that it's a mistake. And that's why we can't encourage Christians to sin. But so we are human sometimes before. But we can't encourage Christians to sin. Hello. Praise the Lord. And how do I keep out of the sin troubles? This book of the law in your mouth. Anyway. Then after the baby was born and the baby had grown, or the child has grown, he was a young man now. He said, do you know what, Abraham? I need a burnt offering. Okay, good. Whatever you want, you give me everything. In fact, he was dreaming of the best in his ranch. God said, no, you know what I want is the son that I gave you. He said, the one that you love very well. I mean Isaac. Huh? He didn't ask for Eliezer. He didn't ask for Ishmael. It is Isaac. Because see, Ishmael's mother was younger. He will give birth to more. He said, no, Isaac. The miracle boy, the one that was born at 100 years old. The one that rumored was 90 years old. The one that God himself said, it is in Isaac, Isaaki. I said, okay. Then that day, he told the young man, he said, you stay here. You see, whatever man does with God deliberately, that is God, is worship. You can do some things inadvertently, but what you deliberately do towards God, believe me, is always wrapped in worship. And that's why he says, God is supernatural. God is spirit. If you will worship him, it has to be in the spirit. That's why it's got to be by faith. And so, he said, you guys stay here. The lad and I will go up yonder to go and worship. We're going to have a fellowship with God. And the guy said, where is the animal? He said, God will provide. Watch what you say in trouble. This book of Joshua shall not depart out of your mouth. Nigeria is hard. I think the last time you said it was when you said before you came here today. And that's the last time you'll ever say it in Jesus' name. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. So they went there. You took a boy of at least 14 years old. You a man of 114. If he was 15, 115. If he was 20, 120. Anyhow you look at it, the boy is getting stronger, you are getting weaker physically. You now bind the boy. He was well trained. And it buttresses the fact that what God said, he said, I know Abraham. He will order his family, his children, after me. So that the covenant will be fulfilled. The boy was bound. And the man took the knife. God said, stop it! Not that it was God, when will you talk now? God, won't you talk? No. For God to react the way he reacted, he saw him kill the boy. He had concluded in his meditation that is he not God? And we were told in the book of Hebrew that you know why? He believed that if God gave him the boy in the first place from a dead womb and a dead loins of a man, then the same God can bring him back to life even if I slaughtered him. That's what the book of Hebrews tells us. So you see how much he has come to understand this God. He believed him. That was what he was thinking. So that was what he was saying to himself. I was dead. She was dead. God brought this boy out of dead womb and dead loins. If the God that brought life out of dead that first time is the same God talking to me and he wants me, I will slaughter and he will raise him up. And God said, hey, of a truth, now I know that you truly fear me and you love me. And God said, listen to me. He said, look, I swear by what we go swear, by the earth, by heaven. We swear by God. Which God? He's God. He said, I swear by myself. And that's what faith is. When you believe God, you get God swearing by himself. And that's why we are confident that no matter how far gone your sickness may be, if we believe and you believe that by stripes you are healed, come back with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Because you believe and we believe with him and agree with him. He now said to him, you know, he now repeated the terms of the covenant all over again. Blessings, I will bless you. Ha! My goodness. Father of nations, swore by himself. And the Bible tells in the book of Luke, is it by two immutable things? Where it is impossible for God to lie. And that's how what we get out of the word of God. So what am I saying, ladies and gentlemen? He's still the same God. and a bit to make us understand. That was why he brought the law through Moses at the time. It was a journey towards getting to know him more. Don't take me for a ride. This is my nature. I am holy. I am loving. I am peaceful. I am healer. I'm the healer. I am this. But this is how you walk with me. Don't get distracted by the gods of all these other nations. That was basically what we see in the laws. Five or six of these laws as written out is how to deal with God, and the rest how to deal with man. It's all about relationship, ladies and gentlemen. Hello? It's getting to know how to walk with the Father, with the Son, and with the Spirit. And that's why when Jesus would come, the Bible said when he came out of the water, he was led of the Spirit. And come on, Romans, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are sons. And because you are sons, see, your position is different. You are special with God. Like I said, you are chosen. God is very particular about you. And that's why you've got to know who you are and what you have and where you are at. And what do you mean by that? You are seated with him in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. I'm talking the dimension of wealth that is coming your way in the name of Jesus. But there's a principle here. You see now that from the beginning, God expects you to, come on, he gave everything, but please, there's no room for self-centeredness and selfishness and greed. Give. Jesus said, give, shall be given back to you. Hoarding is fear of failure, fear of lack. You are respecting lack. Ask it, I begin to you, give. Then finally, I said, therefore, whatever you want, men. But God, is you I'm asking from. He said, if you are hoarding, how will you open the door through which I want to give you for men? You are just demonstrating the fact that you've allowed the fear of poverty to grip you. Shake it off in Jesus' name. And it applies to everything that you are desiring in life. Is it children? Is it peace in your marriage? But finally, when they lacked wine, you know what he said to them? You want wine? You want wine? Can you fetch water? Can you feed those pots with water? Can you give me water? Now go and take from the water you gave yourself, and there's the wine you're looking for. What if they didn't obey? Hello? Go back to the Old Testament. Elijah, you sealed the heavens. Great, you've demonstrated my power. But now you are starving too. And there's no food. You know what? Take this journey. Go to the brook. I will feed you. Okay? The man left for the brook. And when he got there, it was birds, ravens. Excuse me. They were flying to come and feed him. How much can the ravens carry to feed you? How did they even carry it? In their mouth. But he was fed. People were dying of starvation. He was getting. He was watching his weight. When they see there's a casting down, I can hear you. Why you say there's a lifting up? Because that's the promise of God. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, God has given to us all that pertains unto what? Life and godliness. Come on. And whereby he has given us what? Great and exceeding what? Promises. So that through it we can what? We can partake of the divine nature. So he's giving me everything, and then he's giving me promises. Can you see the source again? And by the time the brook was, I said, come on, the brook is going to dry. But you know what? You are going to go into that city. I've commanded, can you hear God? Commanded a widow. God commands the unlikely. From the raven to the widow. To the Egyptian servant of the Amalekite. To the cleaner in their company. Hello. Hi, glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. And to the baby servant in the home of Naaman. I've commanded the widow. And when he got there, what happened? The woman was looking for sticks to cook the last meal. But God said, I have commanded. I know that there will be some dangerous testimonies by next month. In the name of Jesus. Can I say it again? I said, by next month, in the name of Jesus, we'll be here rejoicing with somebody. In the name of Jesus. And many people will have testimonies. But some people will just find it impossible to hold on. They will want to force themselves up just to share what the Lord has done. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then God said, that's the woman. Okay. He got there anyway. He got there. He didn't see any woman. He sat down to relax by. If God has spoken, why are you fretting? I'm sure the man hadn't eaten breakfast. By the time he got there, he said, man, I can't see anybody here. Let me relax by this juniper tree or by this, whatever. So the man relaxed. I said, maybe meditating. Maybe speaking, well, praying the scriptures. Then the woman appeared. God said, that's the man. Said, eh? Okay. Okay. Was looking at her. She didn't know anything had been said about her. That's why today some people didn't know that anything had been said about them. But you are returning next month in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus, you are returning next month. And we're all coming to enjoy your testimony and celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. So some will be asking the question, in this Nigeria, yes now. His name is going to be glorified all over the earth. And what you don't know is this, maybe just for you, just for your sake, because God will not let his word pass unfulfilled, his covenant will not break. Because of you, it may change the whole situation in Nigeria. And I see that happening too in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Hello, madam. Please, can you give me a cup of water? She knew it was a man of God. Like, ah, water, okay. Water. That is gold. And Forex is gold now, Pastor. I hear you. Job is gold now. Even, I understand. But he knows how to give diamonds to people when people are complaining of gold. Yeah, that's the God we serve. She wanted to. Okay. As she turned to go, say, excuse me, madam. Can you please bake bread and bring it to. I think it's time to educate this man. I think he's a stranger in our land. He said, look, this is the situation. All I have left. There's a problem. Everybody, you know, all I have left is this. And after that, people have been dying. So I just thought, well, I've been believing God. And so, just coming to pick this stick and cook, and then we'll die. Eat and die. Okay. That was the conclusion, madam, to eat and die. But God has a bigger plan. He complained. The man said, you know what? I hear you well. Go and do that first. What? Selfish man. No, he wasn't selfish. Because God has spoken. God has spoken. She looked at him and went. I'm sure the boy was thinking, finally, we've been starving, we've been postponing, we should have eaten, we ate only 2 days ago. So now, the mother finished cooking and carried it. The guy said, mommy, he said, there's a man of God. Now, let me qualify the man of God here. In those days, the word of God can only be found with the prophets. Are you here with me? So I'm not saying that you should go and empty your account and go and give it to one man, say, man of God. Except you are led to do that. Don't do that, please. Don't do that. Hello? Glory be to God in the highest. So she went and as she came back, the man said, excuse me, wait. The barrel of flour will never run out. The cruse of oil will never run dry. But she knew that when she took it, it was the last. Then she believed. She went back. She made a meal for her son and herself. and she ate until the drought was over. Is God able to sustain you through the drought? Are you a covenant child of God? I think I'll rest the case there. So please know that your case is different. In the name of Jesus, don't believe a lie. Expect the best. Expect a miracle. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Take all the glory. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.